Jim Ramsdell, my wife Judy is here, my daughter Holly. We live in Whitefield. It's actually Dalton. We're just across the town line, 1 mile out of Whitefield on 142. And we live right next to the existing right-of-way. We have a nice little barrier of trees which shields us from that now. It's never been an issue. And that right-of-way is the preferred route for the northern pass to go through. And my wife was going to speak later, and she has something written out. I'll just go through that and keep it focused. In 08, we moved to North Carolina because of economic reasons and employment. And after we were there for a year or two, we thought we'd probably want to settle in here and buy a home and sell the house in New Hampshire. So in 2010, we listed the house with real estate. They came and did their appraisal on the house, and they said that we would need to put a disclosure statement in the listing saying that the preferred route for Northern Pass may go next to our house. So we had to disclose that up front. And but they come up with a price to list it at, and we thought, in light of the Northern Pass project, we will set the price $25,000 lower than what they suggested to try to market it and get attention. So we did that, and the feedback that we got from them was that we had done everything to get the house ready. Everything looked nice. We did carpets and wood floors and painted, made everything look nice, a new roof, and answered all the objections people might have. And they said it was one of the most turnkey ready houses that they had listed, and they showed it, they said, more than any others. But every time there was a potential buyer, anyone interested, the Northern Pass always scared them off. We never got an offer at all on the house. In 2012, we decided we just need to come back and live in the house because of the burden of the expense that we had with it. So ours is not a hypothetical story. It's a real story. We're a real family affected by the real estate of this proposed project. And if Northern Pass goes through, we'll be forced, and you'll be forced, to contribute to a cause that devalues our home and the beauty of the state of New Hampshire to a company which I don't support, and they will make a lot of money at my expense and the expense of other property owners. I've heard it said the costs are too high to bury the lines. It would seem if the lines are buried, the Northern Pass development would bear the cost and not the individual landowners who become investors in this project through no choice of their own at a great personal cost. Northern Pass has a huge problem, and this should not be our problem. We ask you, the DOE, to please deny Northern Pass to go through.